Juno Afternoon is brought to you in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here from Travel Juno. Johanna Evans, we just saw you last week at Folk Fest. You were a great MC.
Thank you so much.
And Caratelli, it's great to see you again as well.
Thank you.
Have you ever been an MC?
No, I have not. Leave that to Johanna.
And did you see her on the stage?
I didn't.
It was
not
good
this year,
she
but
was
I heard
quite
great things.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a hard job.
It was really fun. I was glad to participate and volunteer always for the Folk Fest.
Oh yeah, they always need people.
Yeah,
And I hope you're both recovering well from the week of folk fun.
Yeah.
So you're both here, like I mentioned, from Travel Juno, and we're going to talk about the travel fair. But first, tell us a little bit about Travel Juno and what does the organization do and what's your role there? And Kara, we'll start with you.
Travel Juno is a nonprofit organization whose role is to bring travelers to Juno. So that's conventions, meetings, independent travelers. We have six staff in our office, and we all have very different roles. So we have visitor services that tends to the visitors that are here and before, after, during everything. And they manage our 140-plus volunteers that we have at our four different sites around the city as well as on the cruise ships when they come in. And then I'll let Johanna tell you about her role. And then we have our convention sales manager, and then I'm the destination marketing manager, and my role specifically is to market Juno as a destination to the independent travelers.
Excellent. So the ones that don't come in on the cruise ships.
Right, yeah. So reach out to them through a few different ways. I work with media quite a bit, and that can look like travel writers or film production companies that are coming to town. Guidebooks as well. So if they're needing to update their guidebooks, they'll reach out to us and they might send somebody here and I take them around and host them and show them the city and introduce them to all of our partners and let them enjoy it firsthand.
Sounds like a pretty fun job.
It is. They're probably the best in town, I think. Yeah.
Do you have any idea how many independent travelers visit Juno on a yearly basis?
Not quite as many as our cruise ship passengers, of course. Our cruise ship passengers are the bulk of our passengers, which is why my role is to try to bring in more independent travelers each year. Yeah.
Great.
Get them staying here for a few days, you know, really experience the area.
And that's what I would recommend to anyone who's thinking about it. There's me doing your job a little bit.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And Johanna, how about you? Johanna, how about you? What's your role at Travel Juno?
I am the partnership services manager of Travel Juno. So we have about 240 partners here in town that partner with us to help us market Juno as a world-class destination. And they're incredible. You know, they are always coming to support us and interface with us and help us show the people who are visiting here why Juno is incredible.
I feel like I wouldn't need much convincing. I already know it's incredible. I live here year round, you know, and I'm just very excited to be here still, even after many years. But how do you convince people who are maybe not so sure that this is a world-class travel destination? What are some of your selling points?
Well, and that is probably more in her wheelhouse. I work with the partners, you know, and helping them to set up accounts and manage their listings. We host a whole bunch of events, including the travel fair, that showcase our partners. But really, Kara could answer the specifics of how we're marketing Juno as that world-class destination.
I think visually really helps is the biggest thing for us all the time, of course, because it's so beautiful. We've had comments that maybe our social media isn't realistic, and a lot of it's just taken with folks here visiting with their photos and things. So I think the photography really blows people's minds. But getting them here, for me, I think the biggest part, too, has been working with the writers. We recently did a survey and survey of our independent travelers this past summer. And that was the reading it versus advertising or things like that we do continue to do. It's social media and print advertising, digital advertising, television, all that good stuff. But when someone is here and they're able to experience it and they share that in a publication, it really does help us spread the word the best, I think, and go so far this. And everybody has a great experience, you know, so it's really great. And then they'll take photos and put them all over their own social media and things like that. So it works out really well.
Yeah. And the photos, they don't even really do it justice. So
I know.
If you're looking at a good photo, you know, just imagine what it looked like
yeah,
from the
exactly.
photographer's perspective.
Right.
Well, you're here today to talk about the travel fair. It's going to be held at the Jack this Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m., is that correct?
That's correct.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is an annual event. I know it's pretty popular with locals. Carrie, you said earlier it's growing every year. Tell us what it is and why should people come?
Well, the travel fair is really all sorts of people that or all sorts of vendors that are engaged in the visitor industry. And that could be tour companies, hotels. There are also like banks and stuff, because really, ultimately, we're all affected by the visitor industry here in Juneau. For instance, you know, I work in tourism, but I'm also a member of K2, right? And like that money that I pay you guys, because I love public radio, comes from the visitor industry. And we all see, you know, economic benefits from living and working here in Juneau from the visitor industry. So you'll see a whole host of partners there that are going to have discounts and giveaways and fun swag. And so it's a chance for the locals here in the community to come. It's a free event. Everybody's welcome. Mm-hmm. Come on in 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and visit with these people and see what they have to offer and interact with them before the season launches. Like if you have visitors coming to town this summer, you can come stock up on these tours and get booked now before they fill up later in the season.
I think that's a really great point. I am really excited to go. I do have visitors coming this summer. Their trips are booked. The dates are set. So I'm ready to start looking at tours and things like that and more. So one of the things you'll have is a lot of local tour companies and activities. But you have 36 vendors. So
more than ever before, Shelley. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
36 is a lot. So there will be plenty to check out in the vendors booth. But wait, there's more. The food trucks are going to be there.
Yes.
Which ones are we going to have?
We have Forno Rosso. That'll be outside there. And then we also have the Alaskan Brewing Company. We'll be doing tastes right outside of the Jack. Those will both be outside.
Nice.
And I think this is on the same day as a litter cleanup. So
that's right.
Go to the litter cleanup and then come visit us, or before or after, you know, come check it out when you're out and about on the town.
Yeah. And then there's a big ticket raffle from Alaska Airlines. Those two tickets to anywhere Alaska Airlines flies up for grabs, but you have to do some really specific things to be entered. So tell us how to get entered.
Well, it's a social media contest this year. It's going to be done a little differently. So Instagram or Facebook, we'll be pulling from both of those. And you just have to like the page and hashtag Juneau Travel Fair. And so take a picture there. And then hashtag Juneau Travel Fair.
So you have to be at the travel fair?
Yes, you have to take a picture from the fair.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then, so what you need the selfie, you need to be there, and you need the hashtag. What was that hashtag one more time?
Juneau Travel Fair.
Okay, got it.
And you have to like our page, of course.
Done.
Yes.
Pretty sure I've done that, but
good
double
girl.
Check. You said on social media, is that Facebook or Instagram or both?
Both. Two, yeah. Okay. Both of them. Either one, yeah.
Terrific. All right. So the Alaska Airlines tickets, the local tours, activities, the food trucks, the brewery, the samples from Alaska Brewing. What am I missing? What else will there be?
There will be all sorts. So the Gold Belt Roberts Tramway, people really look forward to that. They'll be doing their season passes there. But we'll have all sorts of whale watching vendors there. And then we'll have car rental places. If you need to rent some cars this summer, you should do it early. They book up a lot in the summer. And like, there's just Eagle Crest will be there.
Some charters, get some charters.
Yeah, all sorts of
companies.
Awesome
there.
Companies.
Helicopter, flight scene.
Flight scene
companies are going to be there.
It's like Alaska Seaplanes will be there if you need to book something.
Yes.
So from Juneau to Haines or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Now, do you guys still need volunteers for Travel Juneau?
Yes, I believe so. We always need them throughout the year. The summer season, the volunteer trainings are happening right now, and so we try to get that going. I think through May is going to be the end of that process, and then we have our winter volunteers as well if you're not able to volunteer in the summer, and I think it's a great benefit for the volunteer themselves and the community, of course, but we have them out at the, if you're not interested in going downtown, which most people love because it's the funnest spot, you know, it's really busy, and we have the two different sites, and one of them's brand new this year. It's being worked on right now. No, I don't know if you've seen the construction over by the library, but that's going to be our new kiosk.
I have seen that.
Yeah, cool. We're really excited. Yes, mm-hmm. It's going to be a little less drafty, I believe.
That little so, wooden shack.
A little more, yeah. So pretty comfortable for our volunteers. And so you just come. It's a great community, too. We try to do some events for our volunteers throughout the year, and we just, you know, you have to come to an orientation and make sure it's kind of what you're interested in as well. And then we just have a few trainings and that's it. Kind of get to know our partners so you know what you're going to be sharing with the visitors as well. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, and in the winter, there's visitor centers both at the ferry terminal and at the airport. You've probably seen them before, and mm-hmm. maybe as a local you haven't stopped in, but you absolutely should. Or you yeah. can volunteer and you can work it and help visitors, because people have lots of questions. You know, we do constant referrals out of our office, phone calls all the time. So
yeah. I bet. It sounds like a pretty fun job.
Yeah.
I've known a lot of people personally who've done it, and one of these years I will be free enough to do it too. So I wouldn't hesitate to sign up. All right, more information at traveljuno.com. I'm sure you can look into volunteer opportunities there, mm-hmm. as well as learn more about the Juno Travel Fair. Johanna Evans and Kara Tetley, thanks so much for being here today. Is there anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Thank you so much for having us, Shelley. Absolutely wonderful to see you.
Yeah. Wonderful to see you both, too. Have a great summer and have a great travel fair. See you Saturday.
Thanks. See you
Saturday.